December 1st, 2019, the first Sunday of Advent. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, prepare your hearts for the great feast of Christmas, which fast approaches. To do so, you must focus on holy love. Love me above all else, and your neighbor as yourself." This precludes what the world promotes as the Christmas spirit, which is the love of material goods. Do not allow your hearts to become lost and confused in a world which sees Christmas as a celebration of materialism. I need the focus of your prayers to be on the miracle of my son's birth. I need your prayer efforts so that I can influence the victory of good over evil in hearts. Hearts will not open to my call unless you pray for them to do so. You do not see the great influence Satan has over the heart of the world as I do. He pursues every heart in order to complete his victory. He is in the middle of politics, entertainments, fashions, and the news media. These days, souls are so confused, they see murder and suicide as solutions to their problems. All the while, my heart is open to them, calling to them. Most have not learned how to pray. So in the midst of all of this, I depend upon you, my remnant faithful, to be my ammunition in this war Satan is waging in hearts. Step apart from all the rest. Take time to pray. My victory comes closer with every prayer you give to me with love. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.